Welcome to the Seek Him Early podcast, featuring daily devotional studies on knowing, loving, and serving our Lord Jesus Christ. Each weekly program is from the book of that same title. I'm Pastor Watson, author of the book, pastor of Grace Bible Church in Meeker, Colorado, and director of Sola Scriptura Publications. This episode is part one of five, titled, Do You Love Me?, based on John 21:15-17. Where Jesus asked Peter that question three times. One of the most heartwarming, humbling, and hopeful scenes in all of Scripture is that of our Lord's threefold recommissioning of Peter after Peter's threefold denial of his Lord back in John 18. This is also among the surest tests of our own love for him. First, therefore, we see the confrontation with the Savior. I never read this passage without thinking of what Peter must have been going through. For 3 years, he followed Jesus so closely that we rarely see Jesus without Peter tagging along. He dearly loved his Savior and was indeed his little shadow. But then Peter actually denied even knowing his Lord, even to the point of calling down a whole host of curses upon himself if he was lying, Matthew 26:74. So, where do we find Peter after the resurrection? Back where Jesus originally found him, back in his old life. His momentary failure had led to his miserable defeat. Again, paralleling Peter's threefold denial, we see Jesus questioning Peter three times, Peter then replying three times, and finally our Lord recommissioning him three times. Let's look at all three of these exchanges between Peter and the Lord Jesus. The first exchange is in verse 15. Having dined on fish and bread with Peter and his six other disciples, Jesus turned to Peter and asked, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? That simple question is striking. Again, because of a threefold significance. First, it is noteworthy because our Lord used the name Simon, which was Peter's given name and a common one of the day. The name Peter was actually a nickname. It transliterates Petros, the Aramaic Cephas, which means a piece of rock, that is, a throwable stone. It appears that the name change was to remind Peter what he should be instead of the impatient, impetuous, and sometimes even impertinent fellow that he was. In fact, each time he started acting like his old self, we see Jesus and the gospel writers using the name Simon. It is also a wonderful truth that the incident here is the last time Jesus ever used the name Simon. Think of it. As a result of this meeting, that name was never needed again. We too have a new name, Christian. And we must live up to it. That leads to a second striking feature, namely, what Jesus did not say to Simon. Even though a rebuke was certainly justified, it did not come. Our Lord did not even mention the denial of Peter, or if Peter was even sorry for what he had done. This in turn leads to a third feature, and that is Jesus' question, which was, in effect, Do you love me more than these? Now, some view the word these as referring to the boats, nets, and other objects connected with the fishing trade. Jesus is therefore calling Peter to turn his back on his former life and be committed fully to him. I respectfully submit, however, that this seems unlikely. In light of Peter's boast in Matthew 26:33, though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended, it makes far more sense that Jesus is asking if he still had that attitude, if he still thought his love and commitment was greater than all the others. This is, in fact, the view of the vast majority of commentators. So therefore, Jesus uses the word agapao, a willful love, a self-emptying self-sacrifice. But guilt prevented Peter from using that word, so he said, in effect, Lord, you know I have a tender affection, that is phileo, for you. Jesus' next words are truly startling. He says, feed my lambs. Lambs is the Greek word arnion, an affectionate term for young lambs. So our Lord is saying that even a tender affection is enough to qualify us and motivate us to serve Him. And this story just keeps getting better. If you'd like to go a little deeper before our next episode, here are some scriptures for study. What does John 14, verses 15 through 24 tell us about loving Christ? Our next episode is indeed part 2 of 5 on that question, do you love me, here in John 21. May God richly bless you, my dear Christian friend. I pray that you will continue each day to seek Him early.